pieces that we have all, at one time or another in our lives, worked away at something for a considerable period of time for seemingly little in return. For me, one example came as recently as only Friday, when I spent some hours working on drafting a document which for me just wouldn't come together, wouldn't make sense in the way that I was wanting it to. I also remember some considerable number of years ago when I was writing a university paper where I struggled for, again, a long period of time putting together a chapter. It was a piece about the relationship between politics and Islam in Pakistan, and I was basing my theory on the principle and action, or principles and actions of the then president of Pakistan at the time. And just as I believed my thoughts had come together, the president was removed from power, charged with undertaking actions contrary to the constitution, tried summarily and then executed. His demise resulted also in the demise of my thesis, or at least that part of it. And the third example relates to my work as a criminal trial lawyer. In preparing for a major trial, a considerable amount of time can sometimes be spent on developing a theory of the case, an approach to the defence, sometimes when there is just so little to work with. Those examples of seemingly undertaking a significant amount of work for so little return came to mind as I was reflecting upon, or this week, upon the extract from the Gospel of John that we've just heard. The disciples out on the Sea of Tiberias, having spent the whole night fishing, but catching not one fish, absolutely nothing to show for their efforts. And so they came ashore in the morning to find the Lord standing on the shore, although seemingly unrecognizable to them. But even so, they responded to his words with obedience when he commanded them to throw their net into the water once again. And the result, as you heard, was a wall of fish that filled their nets and the recognition that the Lord, their Lord, was again among them. It was a story, or it is a story, reminiscent of the one from early in the earthly ministry of Jesus, when he had asked the disciples to go back into the water after again a fruitless night of fishing, and when on that occasion their nets became so full they began to break and their boat had started to sink. On that occasion Jesus had told his disciples that from that point on he would make them fishers of men, and the disciples had left everything to follow him. Those two passages are ones that I've often reflected upon and did reflect upon as I prepared for ordination over the last few years and as I exercise now my priestly ministry. Each of us is called to serve Jesus, to serve the Lord in a variety of ways. For me, it's in the exercising of my priestly ministry, to celebrate the Eucharist, to preach the Gospel, to baptize, to administer Christ's holy sacraments. But we are all as Christians called to serve, without exception. Like the disciples, we are all called to fish for people for the kingdom, to be a witness to the Gospel, and to set an example by our faith for all. We're called to show compassion, to show tolerance, to bring healing, to bring comfort, to show love and understanding, to be Jesus to all people, to all men, women and children for the kingdom. And like the disciples, sometimes we can spend a lot of time fishing for no return. We can spend a lot of time trying to do something without any results. Sometimes we can have a dry period in following our faith. We can lose heart. We can lose focus. That is precisely the time when we need to listen to the Lord and imagine Him to be alongside us, saying, throw your net over there. Our challenge is to get involved with that person or with those people that we need to. Telephone the person to see how they're doing. Visit that neighbour. Visit that sick person. Go shopping with or for that person. Do something because I'm asking you and because I'm with you, as the Lord would say. Just like we heard in the Gospel today when the disciples heard and obeyed the command of Jesus, so we need to listen to what Jesus is saying to each of us. That message is to join Him to fish for people for the kingdom. So as it is when I struggle, as I said at the outset, to draft a document or struggle to develop a case theory for one of my trials, I wait for inspiration when it has seemingly has deserted me. And so it is with our faith on a daily basis. We must work to ensure that we live the life of Christ, even in times when we struggle, for the Lord is beside us. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.